It's been dubbed Fearbola, referring to the dread of the virus that seems to be spreading faster than Ebola itself. West African immigrants in the region are reporting cases of discrimination fueled by this fear, and some are taking legal action. Mike and Scott reports from WHYY's Health and Science Desk.
Southwest Philadelphia is home to a large West African immigrant community with the African Cultural Alliance of North America on Chester Ave as a hub of connection. Staff attorney Chioma Azi has been busy answering calls and questions about Ebola discrimination. For example, this from a woman about to go on a trip to Europe.
She's of Sierra Leonean descent, but she is a U.S. citizen. She asked me, I'm traveling to England. Will I be quarantined if I come back? And I told her, no, absolutely not.
Azi also has experienced discrimination closer to home.
My own grandmother, who's from Uganda in East Africa, was denied treatment by her own personal doctor.
The appointment was scheduled about a month after her grandmother had returned from a trip to her home country.
But then when they learned that she had just arrived, they canceled it and they cited Ebola and said that they just don't want to run the risk.
Uganda is about 2,000 miles away from the countries where Ebola is active. Azi said she tried in vain to calm the doctor's fears, and she's filed a complaint about the incident with the Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission. Philadelphia's Health Department directs calls about Ebola discrimination to the city's Commission on Human Relations, where Rue Landau is director.
Hysteria has never been an effective tool when dealing with health concerns. It is very important that people get the facts about the disease itself and also get the facts about discrimination.
Landau said her office will investigate all discrimination claims. I'm Mike and Scott, WHYY News.